Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Masechet Taharot. Today's Mishnayot, Chapter 1, Mishnah 5 and 6, deal with similar cases. We're basically dealing with scenarios where you have some food that's at a certain level of Tumah and some food that is at a lower level of Tumah. What happens when you mix them? It depends on how much of each you have. It depends what they are. Something to understand is that if you've been following Seder Taharot till now, that things impart Tumah at a lower level. So if you're a Rishon, of course, Tumah is in descending order, right? So Rishon is high, Shani is lower, Shlishi is lower than that. If you're a Rishon and you impart Tumah, the thing you impart Tumah to is a Shani, and can impart Tumah to something else at the level of Shlishi, right? These rules are pretty consistent, with exceptions, of course. So we'll deal at length with liquids, which kind of violate all of these rules, and we'll also later understand the fact that not everything goes down to Shlishi, and not everything goes down to Revi. Shlishi is reserved for Truma, Revi is reserved for Kodesh, but let's get there when we get there. Ha'ochal shenitma ba'av ha'tuma v'shenitma bivlat ha'tuma. Something that is, you have one food that's a high level of impurity and one that's a low level of impurity. Mitzarfin zayim zed latameh kekal shepishnehen. When you mix them, they go by the lower level, the lowest common denominator between them. Ketzad, an example, kachatzi beitza ochel rishon, kachatzi beitza ochel sheni. You have, let's deal for example with half an egg's worth of egg salad, which mixes very nicely. If you have half an egg's worth of egg salad that's on a rishon and half an egg's worth of egg salad that's a sheni, of course, an egg, a kabetza, is the smallest shear at which you can impart tuma, right? If it's less than an egg, then it can become tummy, but it will not impart impurity to anything else. So you have half a kabetza and half a kabetza, but one's a rishon, one's a sheni. Shilalan zevazeh, sheni. When you mix it, it becomes a sheni. It goes to the lowest common denominator because there is not enough rishon to go around to spread the tuma to the level of rishon, but there is enough sheni because the rishon can be considered for our purposes to go down to a sheni. Kachatzi veitza ochel sheni v'kachatzi veitza ochel shlishi. Same example. One's a sheni, one's a shlishi. Shivalan ze v'ze shlishi. If you mix them, then it becomes a shlishi. Kabeitza ochel rishon v'kabeitza ochel sheni. Something, okay, now the example's a little, we switched it up a little bit. We're not dealing with chatzi beitzas, we're not dealing with half eggs, which are too small. Now we have a kabeitza of rishon and a kabeitza of sheni, meaning each one independently is able to impart tuma. So they're not combining to get up to a shear, they already each add a shear on their own. Shivlon zevazeh, rishon. If you mix them up, and then the whole thing is considered rishon because the rishon, because the food that was a rishon has now made the sheni a rishon as well. Here's a twist, chelkan, if you split them up. So, right, I have a mixture of egg salad that weighs in at two kabetzas, and I split it up into two sections of kabetzas, ze sheni veze sheni. Then each one is considered a sheni because I didn't cut it exactly where the rishon tuma was, where the sheni tuma was. I have a mixture, and they both go down to sheni. Nafal ze la'atzmo v'ze la'atzmo al kikar shel truma. Let's say that you had one big mixture, you had a mixture, you split it up, and one side fell on a kikar on a loaf of truma, and then the other one did afterwards, meaning it fell, you cleaned it off, then the other lump of egg salad fell. Pasluhu also. The truma example here is important because normal food, chulin, doesn't go down to a shlishi. So this example where the egg salad I have is a sheni won't affect other kinds of food. The only kind of food it could affect at the level of shlishi is truma. So if the egg salad fell on the kikar of truma, pasluhu, if it's one after the other, meaning pasul is our code word for shlishi. It rendered it a shlishi, right? The sheni fell and you cleaned it off. It made the kikar a shlishi. The second sheni didn't really do anything. It was already a shlishi, the piece of truma we're talking about. And the rub, naflu shnein kechad, if both pieces fall together, even if you've separated it, but they fall together, asahu sheni, the truma becomes a sheni. In other words, the two lumps of egg salad, which separate from each other, are considered considered shenis, each one of them together constitute a rishon. So that's true even if they fall separately, but at the same time, on a kikar of truma, rendered a sheni, meaning even if the kikar of truma was instead a kikar of chulin, it would also render it a sheni. Mishnah 6, kabitza ochel sheni and kabitza ochel shlishi. Now I have a full beitza of sheni and a full beitza of shlishi. Shivavan ze vaze sheni. If I mix them together, they become a sheni. This rule you would have already understood from the past Mishnah. This is just a setup for the following. Chelkan ze shlishi vaze shlishi. This, if you separate it, we understand this already. This chunk is a shlishi. This lump of exile is a shlishi, and this is also a shlishi. Nafal ze la'atzmo v'ze la'atzmo al kikar shel truma. If this one fell, and at the same time, and you cleaned it off, and then the other one fell, lo pasluhu, right? Because each chunk of egg salad is itself a shlishi imparting tuma tuma to a kikar of truma won't do anything because it would be revi and truma is not sensitive enough to acquire tuma at such a low level. Naflu shnein kachat asahu shlishi. If both of them fell at the same time, like our example at the end of Mishnah 5, asahu shlishi. Then it would effectively pasul the truma. He'd have to burn it. Kabeita ochel rishon and kabeita ochel shlishi. Ah, switching it up. Now we have a rishon and a shlishi. We're jumping one level down, and you mix them, shiblon ze vaze, rishon. You have a full kabeitza of rishon. If you mix it together with the full kabeitza of shlishi, the shlishi upgrades to a rishon, the whole mixture is a rishon. Now, chilkan, ze sheni, vze sheni. If you split them, they follow that the rishon goes down to a sheni, and the shlishi upgrades to a sheni. Sha'af ha-shlishi, shenaga ba-rishon, na'asa sheni. Because the shlishi that touched the rishon becomes a sheni. Kishtei veitzim ochel rishon, kishtei veitzim ochel sheni. Okay, this is, I suppose, a logical conclusion of everything we learned thus far. Now we're up to a mixture of four kabetzas. Four. Two of them are rishon, two are sheni. Shivavan ze vaze, you might need a whiteboard for this. Shivavan ze vaze rishon. If you mix the whole thing up, it's a rishon. Chelkan ze rishon, vaze rishon, right? You split it into two groups, each one weighing in at two kabetzas. Each one is a rishon. The shlosha ule arba, if you split it up instead of to two, rather you split it up to three or four, hare elu sheni. There's no longer, as you do the math, assuming they're all equal parts, there's not enough in each lump to constitute, we're under two kabetzas now, so each one. So there's not enough in each lump to constitute a rishon anymore. Kishtei veitzim ochel sheni, ukishtei veitzim ochel shlishi. So now I start with a mixture that's two kabetzas worth of sheni, two kabetzas worth of shlishi, shivavan ze vaze. If I mix them all together, the whole thing is a sheni. Right? Chilkan ze sheni vze sheni. If I split them up, this one's a two and this one's a two. The shlosha ularaba hare elu shlishi. Continuing the logic of our last example, if you split into three or four, there isn't enough of the original sheni, so hare elu shlishi. Right? In short, when we combine something that where there's enough of a shear for the high level of Tuma, it goes with the high level of Tuma. If we mix something together that doesn't have enough of a shear on its own and they have to combine with each other in order to achieve a shear, then we go for the lowest common denominator. Thanks for joining. See you tomorrow.